domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Jerry Smith. And I've known Jerry for a number of years. He's written a number of very interesting books, and we've interviewed him in the past on his book on the Spear of Longimus, the mystical spear that supposedly had pierced Jesus' side, and the power that at least many people believe the spear has, and where it is, and what we know about it. But well, this morning we're going to be talking about his latest book. It's just off the press, and it deals with weather wars. It deals with the fact that they really have the ability to influence the weather. Now, for those of you who are skeptical out there, let me point out that probably there's no knowledgeable person than Zygmunt Brzezinski, who's one of the major architects, along with Henry Kissinger, of what's going on, and these two men, one supposedly a Democrat, the other Republican, but both really members of the hierarchy that rules the world. Zygmunt Brzezinski, in his classic book, 1970, of the Between Two Ages, America in the Technotronic Age, in one of the footnotes in that book, actually talked, now this is 1970, about how in the future they're going to have the ability to create storms and droughts. They're going to have the ability to create new chronic diseases to disable the people. And, of course, we know that certainly those diseases are out there. It was 10 years later that we had our first cases of chronic fatigue syndrome and Lyme disease and fibromyalgia and AIDS. And, of course, AIDS is a perfect example of a disease that is engineered for a specific cause, because it targets blacks. But that's not what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about weather modification. Can they modify the weather? And how would they go about doing it? And where does the HAARP program? And, well, I'm going to let Jerry tell you about that. We'll talk about HAARP. We'll talk about chemtrails. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, chemtrails are real. There's a great deal written about them in the scientific literature, but you're never to be allowed to understand, because, you see, you're just common folks. You don't understand the intellectual and how they are there to protect us. Oh, they want to look after us and control us and regulate us. They have their programs, their ideas, but they cannot let the common people know what they're doing. We might want to interfere. We might even want to be free. Well, of course, we can't allow that, because there is a ruling elite, and they have an agenda. Well, anyway, with that as a background, Jerry, thank you so very much for being with us this morning. Why don't we start out with HAARP? What is it? Why should we even be concerned about it?
Well, hi, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you again. HAARP is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. It is a field of antennas on the ground in southeastern Alaska that are so linked together as to work as one giant antenna. And today it is the world's largest radio broadcasting station. Only it's not designed to broadcast for human ears. It's designed to inject a fantastic amount of radio frequency energy into a spot at the very top of the atmosphere. And injecting this energy changes that spot at the top of the atmosphere. By changing it, you can modify it. You can induce states and control states, allowing you to do a variety of things. And among the things they've done with it is communicate with deeply submerged submarines, reshape the atmosphere so as to create virtual tubes and tunnels in the sky that are called wave ducting or wave guides that allow them to control radio communications, and a number of other strange and bizarre things that they're willing to admit to.
Well, now, of course, much of this is classified, isn't it, that they will tell us certain things, but are they really telling us all the truth?
Well, the HAARP is a very peculiar item in that HAARP is a military research station that is pretending to be civilian science, because if HAARP were an avowed military installation, it would breach a number of international treaties. So to get around the treaty conundrum, they claim it's civilian, so in theory everything is open, in theory there's nothing secret, but the military has lots of ways of keeping secrets.
All right, so there are secrets associated with it, and of course we've signed, or at least we initially had signed, a ballistic missile treaty, and then of course we got out of that anti-ballistic missile treaty so that George Bush could build a center where we would have initially six anti-ballistic missiles, so we could counter the thousands of warheads that Russia has if they should ever launch an attack against us. Now, certainly these are very, very inaccurate. Why would we even bother to build six when, of course, we have literally thousands with both the Russians and now, of course, the Chinese have, if they really wanted to attack our country? Doesn't really make sense. People say now there's another 17 that we can reload those original six launchers. And, of course, why, if you ask yourself logically, would we leave ourselves unprotected? And that gets us then to HAARP. What are the potentials of the use of HAARP as an anti-ballistic missile system?
Well, it goes back a long way. The simplicities of it are, remember President Reagan initiated what became known as SDI, the Strategic Defense Initiative, a.k.a. Star Wars. And the concept was to put up a shield that over the at least over the United States, if not the world, that would render ICBMs impotent. Now, this desire goes back, way back, right to the moment the Soviets detonated their first bomb. Our guys went, "Oh crap," and we got to come up with something. And the first idea was, exploding atom bombs in space would create this shield, but at the time they didn't know that the Earth had a tail, that the Earth's magnetic field drains out on the side away from the sun. And when they let off their atom bombs, all the radiation just leaked away, and they couldn't figure out how, didn't know why, and kind of gave up on it. But then 20 years later, they figured out what the problem was and decided to try it again, only this time, instead of using atom bombs, they're using radio waves. If you inject enough energy into the top of the atmosphere, it literally blows the molecules of the atmosphere apart. When they break up, that forces them into a plasma, which...
We'll be back in just a moment with Jerry Smith as we begin exploring what HAARP really is and, Chris, what they're not telling us about their plans.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your nine-branched Hanukkiahs and your delicious latkes. Special guest speaker Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry. Also, a special praise dance with the Daughters of Zion. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information, and we'll see you December the 16th at Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Hanukkah.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Jerry Smith. We're talking about his book on weather wars, and we're talking about HARP. And so go ahead. You were mentioning these plasma fields. When they beam this powerful, powerful radio wave up into the ionosphere, and what does this do to the molecules?
Again, HARP is a field of antennas on the ground that uses a unique patented ability to focus the energy coming out of that field and put it into a spot at the top of the atmosphere. And the amount of energy coming out is 3.6 million watts. The largest legal AM radio station in the U.S. is 50,000 watts. HARP is 72,000 50,000 watt radio stations injecting their entire output energy into a spot about 12 miles across by about 2.5 miles deep by 50 or 90 miles up. Now, what this does is it heats the molecules of the atmosphere by several thousand degrees and literally blows them apart. Now, when that happens, when the molecules are ripped apart, they give off a scream of ELF, extremely low-frequency radio waves that penetrate deep into the sea, which is why the Navy's in on the project, because they use this technology to communicate with deeply submerged submarines. Now, the Air Force is in on the project because they can use this to induce conditions in the upper atmosphere, which they can then use for a variety of things. But the whole SDI shield concept is that also when you blow the molecules apart, they become a plasma, an electrically charged gas, and because of it, of convection, it goes out into space and keeps going out until it hits the magnetic lines of force and gets trapped between the magnetic lines of force. And as long as they keep injecting the energy from the HARP array into the atmosphere, it keeps making more plasma, which keeps going out, which keeps filling out the shell. And you can produce both this plume of rising stuff from the top of the atmosphere out into space and a shell of what the inventor of it called relativistic particles, which is pieces of molecules, atoms moving at the speed or very nearly at the speed of light and electrically charged, which means that anything electronic like a spy satellite passing through it would get fried out.
And what about a missile, an incoming missile?
An incoming missile should be either deflected or destroyed. Also, an incoming space shuttle could be deflected or destroyed.
And, of course, some people wonder about our space shuttle, the one that blew up here not too long ago. What's the story there?
Well, the story there is that a number of independent researchers have independently confirmed that the HARP array was up and running for 90 minutes. Now, this is the Space Shuttle Columbia. It was up and running for 90 minutes before the shuttle attempted reentry and continued operating for 90 minutes after loss of signal from the orbiter. This is circumstantial evidence that the orbiter may have passed through the plume or shield and may have been disrupted by it. The official NASA investigation has some very severe problems. It probably had politically motivated results rather than scientifically dictated results. And it's very possible that the unthinkable happened, that while the HARP array was being used to communicate with the submarine fleet, they accidentally brought down the shuttle. And of course, they're not willing to admit to this. We have seen in literally hundreds of cases when the military screw up, their first response is to slap everything, is to classify everything, slap it all under a cloak of secrecy, so as to keep the lawyers from getting anywhere near it.
And, of course, keep the American people from realizing what happened.
Mm-hmm.
We might lose confidence in some of our leaders if we really knew some of the terrible, terrible, mistakes that they've made.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, Chris, what about the use of this technology on the human mind, these very low EMG, or electromagnetic waves that they put out?
Well, we're really talking more about my first book on the subject, HARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy. When I first heard about HARP, the first book on the subject was Angels Don't Play This HARP by Nick Begich and Gene Manning. My book was the second on the subject. When I heard about HARP from Nick and Gene's book and Internet Scuttlebutt, I had been researching mind control for about 20 years at that point. I met Walter Board in 1976 when he was stumping for his then new book, Operation Mind Control, and I was absolutely shocked and floored by the evil that was going on in my name by our government, and spent from 76 to 96 researching it, which is when I started work on the HARP book. And the first thing that hit me about HARP was because it is designed to bathe the world in ELF to communicate with deeply submerged submarines, I realized, my God, there's a real problem here, because ELF is exactly the same frequency that the human brain works at. And I realized that if HARP was exactly what it says it was, if there's no secret program, it just is some guys up in Alaska tinkering with antennas, they could accidentally cause mental dysfunction across a huge piece of the planet without having a clue they were doing it. But if there were a covert element, if there were people who actually knew what they were doing, HARP could be the ultimate weapon. Why mess around with controlling the weather? Why make a flood or a drought if you can go right inside the enemy's head and melt their skulls from inside? And so that's why the book is HARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy. And the conspiracy part is I attempted to establish the who and why behind HARP. Nick and Gene's book goes deep into what, where, when, how, but leaves out who and why. And so that I tried to resolve that in my book.
All right, fine. So, but it can actually have an impact on the mind.
It's quite possible. I'm not saying it is having an impact on the mind. There simply is not enough evidence to be able to support that. But the technology exists. The scientific paperwork exists to say that we could put these ducks in a row and connect these dots and say, yes, this is where that could go.
All right. Well, what about this idea of changing the jet stream and actually with that being able to change the weather and be able to create storms and droughts? Do they really have that ability?
Well, that's in the original HARP patents. The original HARP patents were developed by a team led by Dr. Bernard Eastland, who holds the first 3 out of 12 patents that his team generated. And these patents expressly state that ways to manipulate the weather and other large-scale atmospheric processes through using the HARP array.
All right. Have you ever talked to Eastland? Do you know anybody who has talked to him about the weather possibilities, the weather potential for this weapon?
I have talked with Ben, as he likes to be called, a couple of times, and we have emailed each other back and forth over the years. He's quite adamant that HARP is his design, that they are that HARP has drifted off from his concept, however, and that other agencies, other secret operations are working up his ideas. He's not at liberty to tell me about them, and I really don't want to know anything secret.
All right, fine. But he knows, is he still in contact? Is he still associated with the government or working under secrecy rules?
Well, he has his own company. You can look it up on the internet. I forget what it's named offhand, something like Eastland Scientific Enterprises. And he is of course he's looking at big science projects and who has the money for big science projects, but big governments. He has been contracting with the EU to do weather modification.
Okay, so there's no question then that they have the potential for this.
Exactly.
All right, fine. I think the average individual doesn't understand. They can alter the weather. They know how to do it, not only through this EM, through the HAARP, but by other means. Now, is there anything else we should discuss about HAARP before we move on to chemtrails?
No, I think we've covered HAARP pretty good. The point you keep making that they can change the weather, this is something that the average American should know and doesn't know, because over the last 25 years there has been a media silence on it. The United States of America, started the technology of weather modification in 1890. The rainmakers of the 1890s had a number of theories and a number of practices, and some did it succeed in producing rain on demand. And the courts had a real problem with it. Mainstream science had a real problem with it. The technology disappeared until the late 1940s, when cloud seeding was developed. You know, the first effective, recognized by the government method of weather modification was fog dispersal. During World War II, one of the major factors that led to the winning of the Battle of the Bulge was a fog dispersal system called FIDO, F-I-D-O. I can't remember what it stands for now. But the FIDO system allowed Allied fighters and bombers to take off when they would have been completely debilitated by dense fogs throughout the period of the battle. But because they had FIDO, they could get off, and as you know, we won the war. This was soon followed by the discovery of cloud seeding. The cloud seeding allowed for scientific, verifiable, quantifiable control of producing precipitation and suppression of hail. Today, the Chinese government spends $40 million a year and has 35,000 people employed full-time in weather management, in which they are doing cloud seeding to relieve drought. They are suppressing hail so as to prevent hail from damaging crops, and dissipating fogs from airports.
But this mentioned, actually, that here in the United States, they actually many times will try to increase the snowpack in the Sierras.
Oh, absolutely. There is a major academic organization called DRI, Desert Research Institute, in Nevada. It's part of the University of Nevada system. And DRI has cloud seeding stations on the peaks of the Sierra Nevadas. And whenever clouds come over the Sierras, they crank these puppies up in order to increase the snowpack in the Sierras. And they actually have webcams on their cloud seeders, and you can actually watch the cloud seeders at work live on your computer.
And the average individual, of course, has no knowledge. Now, you mentioned this organization of weather modifications, actually a company that does that, headed by a man who during the Vietnam War actually worked with the military and would create rain and monsoons over the Ho Chi Minh Trail. What was that story about?
Well, this was a real major story. During the Vietnam War, there was something called Operation Popeye. And Operation Popeye was an attempt to turn the Ho Chi Minh Trail, the Viet Cong resupply route, into an impassable quagmire of mud by using cloud seeding technology to extend the monsoon season. And this went on for about 8 years. There were over 40,000 flights, dropping something like a million units of cloud seeding materials. To this day, the government is undecided as to whether it worked or not. While that was going on, another environmental modification was taking place, which was the defoliation. Agent Orange, Agent White, and a number of other defoliants were spread over the jungles, not to clear roads and paths and landing fields like we were told, but actually to remove the jungle.
Right. We'll be back in just a moment here with Gary Smith here at the American Freedom Network.
New. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Jerry Smith. Jerry, let's get your website out. Tell them how they can get hold of your book.
Okay, my website is jerryesmith.com, JerryEsmith.com. You don't even need the darn W's to get there. That will give you a clue as to what I've written and why I've written it and what I'm doing and so forth. The book we're currently talking about here is Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. That was just published a couple of weeks ago. It should be on the stands, on the shelves, in all the bookstores across North America at this point in time. For me, the best thing for you to do is to go to your local bookstore and buy it at your local bookstore. This will encourage them to stock and restock the book, so I'll get more sales down the road. For you, the best thing to do is, do you want it autographed or do you want it cheap? If you want it autographed, right this moment, there are a couple of beautiful young ladies waiting to take your call at 1-800-718-4514. That's 1-800-718-4514. Beth or Mary will be happy to take your order, and I will autograph it. Or if you want it really cheap, go to like Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Amazon.com has it for 30% off, but it won't be autographed.
Okay, fine. So, and then, of course, Jerry's got his other books there, that his other book on harp, his book on the spear. What's the title of that?
It's Secrets of the Holy Lance,
the Spear of Destiny
in History and Legend. And my first book was Harp, the Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy.
All right, fine. Anyway, they're fascinating books. And anyway, so let's get back to this whole idea of weather modification. And you were just going to tell us about certainly the spraying of dioxin. Now, the government has specifically mentioned that, you know, dioxin is not harmful. Agent Orange wasn't harmful, but we've outlawed it. Its use throughout the world, but it wasn't harmful over there. Didn't do our boys any harm, despite the fact that many of them got cancers and their children were born with deformities. And they even have the Veterans Administration, a special unit that tracks the terrible carnage that was done by the use of Agent Orange. But we want to assure you that the government would not lie to you, and that's, of course, I think it was probably almost 30 years after the war, before the Veterans Administration finally gave benefits to the men we poisoned here. We've done nothing at all for the Vietnamese, and of course there have been so many children born with deformities. However, recently, during the President's recent trip over there, they did agree to give, I've forgotten whether $15 or $100 million, something like that, million here, million there, to try to do something to clean up the areas where the Agent Orange was used, because the farmers over there can't grow anything on the fields. They've destroyed the ability of the land to produce. That land is still poisoned. What are we now? Almost 30, sometimes even 40 years after the Vietnam War. Go ahead, Jerry.
That was quite intentional. That was the purpose of it.
Sure.
During the Indian Wars, the United States versus the Indians, 1840-1870. The military realized that the Plains Indians had an economy based on the buffalo, and they realized that if the buffalo were gone, the Indians would be gone. And they hired buffalo hunters by the hundreds, who went out and killed buffaloes by the million. And the buffalo nearly reached extinction, and the Indian was brought to his knees. Well, 100 years later, they said, "Well, you know, that worked pretty good in Kansas. Maybe it'll work here." And they poured defoliants over the jungle to make the jungle go away, because they realized that the enemy was using the jungle for shelter and sustenance and cover. And if there were no jungle, he would be deprived of that. That didn't quite work, but if the word got out, I mean, this was a secret military operation of sorts. The word got out. The United States Senate, particularly Senator Claiborne Pell, Democrat, Rhode Island, became incensed at hearing what was going on. He had investigations. In 72, he asked the Secretary of Defense, Melvin Laird, if they were doing it, and Laird lied to him and said, "Oh, no, we're not doing that. This is just nonsense." In 74, 2 years later, Laird had left his position as Secretary of Defense and had become Nixon's counsel, and Nixon was fighting for his political life after Watergate. And a letter that Laird wrote to someone got leaked to the press, in which Laird admitted that he had lied to Congress, at which point Pell pulled him back in. Actually, Pell couldn't get him in, but he got a lot of guys from the Pentagon to come in, and the guys from the Pentagon admitted, "Yeah, that's what we did, all right." And we spent about $27 million doing it, and we're not really sure whether it worked or not, but it was fun. And Pell got into really digging into what the DOD was doing, and he was just shocked at what the Department of Defense was doing. Among the things they were testing were whether or not they could thin out the ozone layer over the enemy so as to increase the solar radiation reaching the Earth, so as to give the enemy civilians cancers and leukemias and, you know, skin cancers and whatnot from increased solar radiation. Pell was just dumbfounded by this and began the charge for what became the United Nations Convention prohibiting the use of environmental modification as a weapon of war. That treaty was signed into law in 1978. And the curious thing is, in 1978, the United States federal government spent $20 million and had 700 degreed scientists working on environmental modification technology. The next year, zero budget, all 700 guys fired, all the projects and programs they were in vanished. Now, I submit to you that they didn't just flick a switch and turn it all off, but they realized that because they had gotten caught with their hands in the cookie jar in Nam, that it would be politically unadvisable to continue doing what they're doing openly. And they simply went dark. The whole thing went covert and has stayed covert since. And that's why the American public doesn't know anything about it, because the media have been gagged on the subject.
Well, I think that for our listeners, you have to understand the purpose of the military is to win wars. And the whole purpose of the military is to kill people, destroy things. And, you know, when your country is under attack, this is what you do to survive. And you use cruelty and terror, and you use anything you have to do to defeat the enemy. That's what the military is for. And that's why our founding fathers didn't want a standing military, so that the imperialists would be able to use our military in Vietnam and in Korea and in other countries that were not attacking America, and certainly not in the Middle East as we're doing today, or to have troops from 130 nations throughout the world. Our military is being used to create an empire. But they can't tell the American people that. And the military is required to win the wars, and they will do terrible things. That's why they use depleted uranium, because it's a very effective tool of war. Doesn't matter that they're contaminating our own troops and the Iraqi people. But let's get back to the chemtrails, because that is such an important issue. And you bring out the scientific studies on this, that the chemtrails really are real, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, there's if you listen to the government will tell us that chemtrails are a hoax.
We'll be back in just a minute. And once again, they're lying to us. They can't let you common folks know the truth of what it's really about.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I just started my own business, and I had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303 499 404-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Jerry, why don't you go ahead with your description of the chemtrails. What are they? How do we know they're real?
Okay, well, what I did in my book, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, is I decided to tackle the chemtrails by... It's the contrail versus chemtrail controversy, and so I broke it up into two big sections. Each one are about 60 pages long. Contrails, chemtrails. In contrails, I look at the science behind what is a condensation trail, what causes it, when does it form, how does it form, what is it composed of, what are the environmental problems associated with it, and it turns out that the environmental problems associated with contrails are really immense, that a major piece of global warming is wrapped up in the effects of contrails, or as if you prefer, chemtrails. And then once I've looked at and all of this is every single thing in the book is supported by mainstream science, major credible, reliable sources. I do not go into speculation or tabloid journalism on this thing. I stay very close to what can be proved through mainstream sources, and then I go into chemtrails. And the story of chemtrails is the theory of chemtrails is that there is something, some secret ingredient added to the contrails, making them chemtrails. That there is some spraying program going on. That they're adding something to the contrails in order to do something. And there's a lot of crazy theories as to what it is they're trying to do, including terraforming the Earth to make it more acceptable to our alien overlords when they arrive here in their spacecraft. What I managed to nail, absolutely genuine, factual, scientific evidence, is that there is something called geoengineering. And geoengineering is the idea that we can get around the problem of global warming by changing Earth systems, by redesigning how the Earth works so that we can continue to use pollution and get away with it. And the basic concept of global warming, and the primary theory of global warming, which is not by any means broadly accepted, is that there is something called greenhouse gases, that since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, mankind has been injecting more and more CO2 and methane and so forth into the atmosphere, and this carbon monoxide, dioxide, etc., rises to the top of the atmosphere and there acts like the panes of glass in a greenhouse, allowing sunlight, solar energy, heat in, but trapping it in, not allowing it back out. And back in 1979, famed physicist Freeman Dyson had this bright idea, well, if we can just increase the amount of reflectivity of the Earth, and that's called the Earth's albedo, if we can increase the Earth's albedo by a couple of degrees, that will reflect more solar energy back into space, so that energy won't come in, and so that will balance out against the energy we're holding in. And Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories has spent the last 20 years looking at this. Lawrence Livermore, one of the co-founders of it, was Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, and he had been associate director of Lawrence Livermore throughout its entire history. And he wrote an article for Dow Jones, for the Wall Street Journal, touting the idea of putting up a sunscreen to save the Earth. And the concept is really quite simple. You inject reflective materials high in the atmosphere, particularly aluminum and barium dust, and this dust reflects sunlight back so that less energy from the sun reaches the Earth, so we can balance out, we can mitigate global warming. And dozens of major scientific bodies, both in the U.S. and internationally, have examined this this idea of intentionally increasing their Earth's albedo and have agreed, you know, this sounds feasible. Technically, I think we could do it. But all these organizations concluded that the environmental problems and the legal problems associated with trying to do this would be literally insurmountable if they admitted to doing it. And many of these bodies concluded that we could do it, but we could never tell anybody we were doing it. And that's where the data trail ends.
And, of course, here's the thing. I think that people have to understand that they lie to us. Why? Well, they feel that there might be objections. Some of the crazy environmentalists, who, incidentally, they finance, but they don't completely control them, as crazy environmentalists might object to, putting aluminum and barium in. And I've even read that some people even talked about putting titanium. Did you ever?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's another variation on the theme is Welsbach seeding. Our Welsbach, a Vienna physicist, invented or discovered what's called the Welsbach effect, which you see in the Coleman lantern. He discovered that there are some chemicals that emit in specific frequencies, and that you can fine-tune. The way the Coleman lantern works is the mantle on the Coleman lantern is a cloth composed of titanium and a couple of other things, and that this burns. And when it burns, it emits energy at a higher frequency. It emits it at visible light rather than at heat. So it converts heat into light.
Right.
And so the idea for Welsbach seeding, and the Welsbach seeding is patented with a patent owned by Hughes Aircraft, and this patent is for injecting Welsbach materials, that is, materials that would turn the stored up, pent up greenhouse gas heat into visible light and radiate the visible light off into space.
But of course, we cannot tell the American people. So what they've done is they've created this situation, this concept. Anybody who talks about this is some sort of a crazy nut, you know, that believes in black helicopters and believes that Lee Harvey Oswald didn't kill Kennedy, of their conspiracy theorists. Well, Jerry, we're out of time. God bless. Hey,
all right, thank you.
What's your telephone number one more time?
I'm sorry?
Your telephone number.
1-800-718-4514.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Tekele Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about Tekele Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. We do have two excellent four-tape sets on chemtrails, one four-tape set on harp, and then, of course, we carry the book, Angels Don't Play This Harp. Those are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand that these are real, that the chemtrails are actually, in all probability, actually increasing global warming. Most global warming is coming from sunspots, but there may be a progressive global warming that's simply coming about because the Earth is warming and has been since 1600s. But certainly the chemtrails act as a greenhouse, and they're actually increasing it. Why would they want to do that? Why? So we can get this legislation passed, the Kyoto Protocol, which will destroy the manufacturing capability of America. And, of course, for every problem, there's always a new government program to regulate and take away our freedom. That's, why, in my opinion, why they're doing this sort of thing. They're lying to you about it. And that's why you really need to get the information that is available. You can research it up on the Internet, as I have done, and I recommend Sherry's book. Does a good job on that. But you can certainly get our four-tape set on chemtrails, which covers a great deal of the same information. Or if you'd like to get my interviews with Jerry, they are available. You can get the one this morning or my other ones. If you want to get the one this morning, call the station here at American Freedom Network. If you want to get the others, call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to help us get the truth out about what happened on 9-1-1, that the war, the current situation in the Middle East, was totally contrived. I mean, they want to give you the feeling, oh, we're just so incompetent, we have no idea what we're doing. That's how we got in this mess in Iraq, and that's really not true at all. They've done this intentionally, and, of course, if you heard our recent interview with Joel Skousen going into how so many of these acts of terrorism and so-called terrorist bombings and suicide bombings are actually fomented by agent provocateurs. Why? They want the chaos. They want the violence. They want the horror because we're dealing with organized evil. If you have not yet read the August and September newsletters, go up on the Internet and pull them down. They're there at RadioLiberty.com. That's the August and September newsletters. And hopefully you'll want to get all of our information on the background of what happened with the true story of 9-1-1 and what this is really all about and where it is leading us. And then you need to help us get the information out. We have all sorts of great DVDs. We actually got in a shipment of the DVD 9-11 Press for the Truth, the story of the Jersey girls, the four women who lost their husbands, 9-11 Press for the Truth. You can get that by itself, or you can get it along with the other DVDs we're offering, 9-1-1 Mystery, In Plain Sight, Terror Storm, and 9-1-1, The Day That Changed America Forever. Those are all available from Radio Liberty, and you'll get a special rate if you get all five of them together. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like Press for the Truth, if you order two of them at the regular price, we'll give you one free. Press for the Truth is a great DVD. If you order two, we'll give you the third one free. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to help us get the truth out. There is a conspiracy against God and against Christianity. We're dealing with organized evil. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Come and celebrate Hanukkah with the Beth Messiah Congregation on Shabbat, Saturday, December the 16th, 10:30 a.m., located at 8333 Acoma Way. Bring your nine-branched Hanukkahs and your delicious latkes. Special guest speaker, Obadiah Frank, author of The Watchman's Cry. Also, a special praise dance with the Daughters of Zion. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information, and we'll see you December the 16th at Beth Messiah Congregation and celebrate Hanukkah.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer.